Mr. Ensho sent him away to college. I was very happy because I thought life would be more peaceful. Kathy was a wild young girl with a mind of her own, and she was very pretty. She spent all her time with Heathcliff. They did their lessons together with their tutor and then ran off and played on the moors. 3 years later, Mr. Ensho died. Hindley returned for the funeral, and we were all very surprised when he arrived with a wife. We did not know who she was and where she came from. Now Hindley was the master of the house. He immediately stopped Heathcliff's education and sent him to work with the servants. But Kathy taught him all the things she learned, and they still went to play together on the moors. She and Heathcliff were both growing quite rude and wild, but Hindley did not seem to care as long as they kept away from him. "Come on, Heathcliff," said Kathy one day. "Let's go to Duscross Grange and peep at the Linton kids." "Okay," said Heathcliff. "I'll race you down the hill." Running across the moor, Kathy lost both shoes. She arrived panting and laughing. "Look," said Heathcliff, who was already looking through one of the windows of the grand house. Inside, I could see Edgar and Isabella, the two Linton children. The girl was lying on the floor screaming, and the boy was standing crying. "They are fighting over the little dog," explained Heathcliff. "Aren't they silly?" Kathy laughed, and the children heard her and began to call for the mummy and daddy. Suddenly, the front door opened and a huge dog ran out and attacked Kathy. It bit her ankle and fell on the ground. Then Mr. Linton appeared, followed by the children. "Who's that?" he said angrily. "Are you gypsies?" "No, Daddy," cried Isabella. "That's Kathy Anshows. I've seen her in church." They took Kathy into the house, but did not let Heathcliff in.